AI is writing code, but how secure is it? Think about this. AI augmented development introduces new security risks. That's where coordinated vulnerability disclosure comes in. It's a collaborative approach, finding and fixing weaknesses before they're exploited. We need to work together on this. A strong defense against AI threats requires us to think proactively about security. That's where coordinated vulnerability disclosure, or CVD, comes in. It's all about teamwork. CVD creates a framework for security researchers and developers to work together effectively. With AI systems identifying vulnerabilities, a robust CVD process is more important than ever. A solid vulnerability disclosure policy, or VDP, is the foundation for responsible vulnerability handling. It's essentially your organization's open invitation to ethical hackers. Every software provider should have one, clearly outlining which products and services are in scope. Safe harbor language is key here. A key element of CISA's Secure by Design is its focus on vulnerability disclosure. It's such a priority, in fact, that two of the program's core goals directly address it. Specifically, one goal emphasizes the creation and upkeep of a clear, easy-to-use vulnerability disclosure policy. This ensures vulnerabilities are reported and addressed effectively. A strong proactive security posture includes streamlined vulnerability reporting. RFC 91-16 offers a solution through security, TXT. This standard defines a file where security researchers can find contact information. It makes it easier for them to responsibly disclose vulnerabilities. Think of it as a digital knock before you break policy for your website. Security.txt simplifies the process, benefiting both researchers and organizations. Every publicly known vulnerability has a unique identifier, a CVE, or Common Vulnerabilities and Exposures. It's how we track them. These CVEs are assigned by CNAs, CVE numbering authorities. Think of them as authorized organizations responsible for maintaining the CVE list. They make sure every vulnerability has a proper ID. A smart way to uncover vulnerabilities is through bug bounty programs. Companies incentivize ethical hackers to find security flaws, offering rewards for valid reports. These programs connect organizations with a global talent pool via platforms like HackerOne, BugCrowd, and Integrity. Reward tiers reflect the vulnerability's potential impact. It's a win-win. Companies strengthen security and hackers earn rewards. Bug bounty programs must evolve. They need to include AI-related vulnerabilities. AI is now integral to so many systems. Our bug bounties must reflect that. I'm talking about vulnerabilities like prompt injection. Attackers can craft inputs to manipulate AI models. That's a risk we need to address. Vulnerabilities happen, so communicating the details is key. That's where security advisories come in. Formats like CSAF, VEX, and OSV help structure the information. A solid advisory tells you which versions are at risk, how bad it is if it's being exploited, and most importantly, how to patch or work around it. It's really a public service announcement for your software. AI's power to find security vulnerabilities at scale is incredible. But all this new information can easily overwhelm existing processes. Finding more weaknesses isn't the only answer. Organizations must adapt to handle the volume effectively. Managing vulnerabilities well is just as important as discovering them. Attribution becomes tricky with AI and vulnerability discovery. Who gets the credit when AI finds a flaw? The AI itself? The user? The owner of the tool? It's more than just giving credit. Clear guidelines foster teamwork and future research. Perhaps we credit the vendor, the organization running the tool, or a combination of factors. Establishing these norms is essential for responsible innovation. AI scans? Super thorough, sure, but here's a watch out. You'll probably see more flagged issues than usual, and some will be nothing. That's why validation is key. Treat AI reports as leads, not gospel. A solid process prevents chasing ghosts and keeps your team focused where it matters. Autonomous disclosure is a subtle governance challenge that's easy to overlook. We're using AI to find vulnerabilities, which is great. But what happens when the AI decides on its own to report them? That introduces some thorny issues. we need to think about controls. How do we prevent unauthorized disclosure, or perhaps even worse, premature disclosure before a patch is ready? It's a critical area for policy development. AI vulnerability scanning introduces significant ethical considerations. Just because we can use AI to find weaknesses doesn't automatically mean we should. Think of it like traditional penetration testing. Unauthorized scans are problematic. We absolutely need explicit consent before directing AI at any system. Respecting the privacy and security of potential targets is paramount, and of course, we must adhere to all applicable laws. A strong, coordinated vulnerability disclosure program is essential, especially now. Think of it this way. A comprehensive VDP isn't optional anymore. It's a must-have. Make sure your program clearly defines what's in scope and offers safe harbor to ethical researchers. Easy-to-find communication channels are also critical. These elements are key to successfully navigating AI's unique security landscape. Dialogue is key to really solidifying understanding. After discussing responsible security communication within AI teams, what's on your mind? What questions do you have about coordinated vulnerability disclosure, or maybe the trickier parts of AI-driven development? I'm eager to hear your thoughts, and please reach out anytime. Hopefully, this gives you a clearer picture. I wanted to highlight how these elements connect and what that might mean for our strategy moving forward. What are your initial reactions? I'm happy to discuss any questions or thoughts you have. I'm eager to hear your perspective on this.